The fact that Jim Neal has never run for public office before is something he tries to use to his advantage. On this weekday night, the influential African-American Raleigh-Wake County Citizens Committee has invited candidates to speak. Neal follows Congressman Brad Miller.
First thing is, I'm really glad that Brad Miller is not running for the United States Senate. And second thing is, I agree with him. The Senate is where all good bills go to die in Washington. And that's why I'm running.
The slender 51-year-old paces a little before the crowd as he talks. After Neal finishes, members of the audience begin asking questions.
I'd like to know, what past experience do you have that has prepared you to be a public servant?
Sure. I come out of the real world. I mean, I haven't ever run for elective office. It's the first time I've done it. And nobody asked me to. Nobody recruited me to do it. I stepped forward because I want to do it. I want to do it my whole life.
Up until now, his political experience has been as a fundraiser. He helped raise money for John Kerry and Erskine Bowles. Neal says the chance to run against Republican Senator Elizabeth Dole is what inspired him to enter the race.
When Representative Miller decided not to run against Senator Dole, and at that point in time, I started thinking, like, why not? If not now, when? And it didn't take me long to come to a conclusion. I certainly consulted and talked with some people. I knew coming into the race that I would be the underdog, and I'm well aware of that. But any struggle, any fight worth winning is because you're taking something on. You know, you take on a challenge.
In many ways, taking on a challenge as an underdog is what defines Jim Neal. He grew up in Greensboro, where his mother was born, in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods. Neal got a business degree from UNC Chapel Hill. He later received a master's in finance at the University of Chicago. He spent years working as an investment banker and as an advisor to several companies and small businesses. Neal says if he wins the election, his focus would be on his constituents' pocketbooks.
The economy is not an issue in isolation. You know, what we are doing in Iraq is affecting our economy. What we're not doing in healthcare and the cost of healthcare is affecting our economy. The opportunities we're not providing in education is affecting our economy. Each of these issues doesn't exist in isolation without affecting the other.
But Neal isn't bankrolling his campaign with contributions from corporate political action committees, and it shows. Right now, he lags behind his biggest Democratic competitor in the money race and in the polls. But that doesn't stop Neal from talking about his ideas. He supports establishing a government entity to help residents refinance their homes. He's in favor of an Apollo-like project to gain energy independence. And Neal's clear where he stands on Iraq.
I will not vote to authorize any further funding of the war in Iraq until the administration, whomever may be in the executive branch, comes to the table and sits down with the legislative branch, with the Congress, and has a discussion about when we're going to get out, how, and do so safely and do so quickly.
Neal's positions on Iraq and other issues aren't what attracted media attention when he got into the race. It was the fact that he's gay. Neal is actually a little bemused by all the fuss. He says being gay is one of many things that he is. In fact, Neal says it's probably one of the least interesting aspects of his personality.
But I certainly am not going to run away from it or deny it, you know, hide from it, because there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing that distinguishes me in any significant way from anybody else in terms of my ability to lead and to represent people. And if others choose to make an issue of it, if folks don't want to vote for me on that basis, then I think probably they wouldn't vote for me for a lot of other reasons.
Neal says in all his months on the campaign trail, kissing babies, shaking hands, and attending countless church services, not one North Carolinian has told him that his sexual orientation will be a problem for them come election day. The more serious issue for Neal as a candidate is whether he can garner enough money and name recognition to beat his Democratic challenger Kay Hagan and then Republican Elizabeth Dole, two women who have been in politics for years. I'm Jessica Jones.